and come back, because as you know, some don't get invited to the combine. Right. And usually nowadays, what happens is you have pro days. UCLA was supposed to have one last week. SC, this local kid I wrote about today, Akima Koke, he went to Bishop Gorman, then Hawaii, and he didn't get invited. He's mm-hmm. he's a DB, and he assumed, okay, I'll just go to pro day and get tested. Well, with the coronavirus, there were no pro days. So when we come back, Mike Weinstein, he was in town doing all the measurables for OKK. He has done the Combine 40 for the last 10 years. We'll talk to Mike about Friday and what he thinks about all these kids now out of pro days. What do they do to open NFL eyes?
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Tom Krasnick at 8:30 on Major League Baseball. What would he do? Longtime baseball writer, Hall of Fame voter, Tom Krasnick. 9 o'clock, our good friend Paul Gutierrez from ESPN on the Raiders. What does he think they'll do in the draft? What will they do in the draft? It's Gruden and Mayock. You never know. And at 9:30, the Jameson. Jameson Welsh on the NBA. Could the season actually end here at the Thomas and Mack? Please be joined now, though. He's the CEO and founder of Zybeck Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Zybeck, Z-Y-B-E-K Sports. Mike Weinstein. How are you, Mike?
Hi, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, well, we have former NFL player here, Mike Pritchard. He went through the combine, and I was talking to Pritch during the break, and I'm sure he's got some stuff for you. So let's go through this. I saw you Friday at All-American Park. Akima Koke, the kid from Bishop Gorman in Hawaii, he's one of many now who was not invited to the combine, and usually these guys can fall back and have these pro days at various colleges. Obviously, because of the virus, they've all been canceled. Give me your thoughts on these kids now. They're kind of out there in the wind. They don't know what to do, I'm sure, some of them, how to get timing and numbers to the NFL. This seems like a hard thing for these kids trying to battle it.
Oh, very much so. You know, just very few of the athletes are invited to the scouting combine. I think there's about 400 pro days that take place after the scouting combine, and that's what a lot of these athletes have been hoping for and dreaming of, is getting to the NFL, and this is one of the steps that they have to go through. And, you know, unfortunately with the virus, which everybody understands why it happened, but they're just trying to find some way to, continue their dreams to get to where they want to be.
You measured him the other day. It was windy, so he might redo some times. He ran the 40. He did all of your drills. So explain now, you will take his data and allow, give it to the agent, but then it's up to him, right? I mean, there's not many times, he can't go to many, there are no pro days, so he can't continue, I think, to add to the times unless he's continued to be tested. What happens now with Okeke's numbers and these kids who come out and use your services to try to get something from the NFL to look at?
Well, exactly. So what we did on Friday is we came out and tested four athletes out at All-American Park. And you're right, the weather conditions were not optimal. But despite that, everybody really had some great numbers. And so what Zybeck Sports does is report the actual numbers to the athlete and to their agent and to show exactly where they stacked up. And Zybeck Sports has been doing the timing at the NFL scouting combine for the last 10 years, actually. And so I can show them just exactly how they would have performed time-wise if the conditions were the same, if they're at the NFL scouting combine. And so now what they can do is they can take these numbers and present them to the NFL scouts and to help promote themselves to hopefully get that spot on a team.
So, Mike, help us out, because unique situation right now, and certainly the draft is going to proceed with the dates that everybody knows about, and help us with the demand level. I mean, are you fielding a lot of calls from NFL teams or scouts for your information?
We're getting a lot of requests for exactly how fast a person ran. What we're doing with the combine, though, is we're really measuring athleticism, and it's not the test, but it's a test that athletes, really should have some numbers on, just so they can be compared to all the other athletes that the teams are looking at. So, with that, everyone's trying to get actual certified numbers, and with the timing, very minor differences as to how you time an athlete can have a big difference in what the final result is. And that's why most of the scouts and college recruiters, et cetera, are really looking for just getting measured the exact same way that's being done at the NFL Scouting Combine. So these athletes are trying to use every tool they got to get to where they want to be, and this is just a tool to help them get to where they want to be.
Mike Weinstein, CEO of Zybeck Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Zybeck, Z-Y-B-E-K Sports. Pritch played a long time in the NFL. He is now wondering why his 40 time is wrong on the Google. He is disputing it, but you didn't time Pritch, so he's not going to blame you.
Zybeck back then, I don't think.
We know, but, he ran the 40. It was windy in Indianapolis. They're inside, right, at the dome, so the conditions are perfect. So how much leeway does the league give now when you send his time in? And when you test these guys outside in conditions like that, is that noted in terms of wind and what he might have been facing?
Yes, very much so. We note the weather conditions, the turf, whether it's turf or grass, and really everything that went into the test that could be a variable that would affect their time. And so it's noted exactly where it's at. So, again, I'm not trying to minimize the importance of the 40-yard dash or the other tests that we're doing, but, again, it's a test. It's not the test. And, from that, though, the other tests that we did, for example, the vertical jump and the broad jump, those are obviously less affected by the wind. And those really show, the amazing explosive power that Ikem had at that event, for example. And so that's the kind of thing that can really position himself in, being compared with the other athletes that are exhibiting the same type of explosive power.
Mike, I'm curious about the future, too, because under normal circumstances, I guess these kids, if they didn't get invited to the combine, they would have their pro days or participate at pro days on campus. But so how does your program and your service work in terms of, can anybody go out there that's a Division I or Division I-A athlete, or how does that work? How do you assemble these athletes to be able to perform and have that data available for the National Football League?
Well, what Zybeck Sports has been doing is kind of rebranding the whole combine as the standardized athlete test, or the SAT. And they even have SAT trademarked, if you can believe it. And I'm trying to make this very analogous to the academic test that you take, that everyone takes the exact same test. And so with the differences that have been done in combine testing amongst even pro days and the NFL scouting, it results in quite a bit different numbers. So really anybody can take the standardized athlete test and be able to compare themselves where they're at right now to where they really want to be. We're doing athletes even as young as, first, second, third graders, which is, kind of fun, but it really shows a path to where they want to be. So really any college can be doing this, and any athlete can say, hey, this is where my numbers are. And it's just this tool to help them get to where they want to be.
The 40 is almost like the 100 meters in Olympics. And I know there's a lot of tests, but everyone always seems to look at that metric. What did he run in the 40? What did he run in the 40? Over years, guys have gotten faster and faster to where, this as well as anyone, people will react with a double take and at times a kind of a smirk on their face, like, is he really that fast? Explain your method so the time should be taken as factual.
Hey, great, good question. The way Zybeck Sports does the timing is totally fully automated timing. If you look at any of the videos or anything like from the scouting combine, you'll see two red blocks at the start line, and they're on the ground, and that's the laser that's going across the start line. And when the athlete is lining up and they're in the three-point stance, they're blocking that sensor. And then so with the 40-yard dash, the way the NFL does it, the time starts when the athlete starts to run. And so our system will start timing the athlete right when they lift their hand up to start to run. And so thereby the athlete starts the time, the athlete stops the time. And if you remember, Ed, at the event, we were telling every athlete, it's on you.
Right.
And it means that they start the time, they stop the time. So that way it truly is the athlete's performance. Whenever you're doing anything like with a stopwatch or even a hand start laser finish, the times are always better quote unquote, right, than the electronic time, because you click the button or the start after the athlete starts to run. And that much after depends a lot on a lot of factors, you know, like how much sleep the coach got the night before, or, you know, a lot of things go into that. So this is totally the exact same test that's done across the country.
Some coaches might be starting at 10 meters in, 10 yards
right,
in. Oh,
exactly.
I should start this. Oh, my God, he ran a 3.5.
Right, right.
You told me, and you just mentioned it, so you guys tested 19,000 athletes in 2019, including some as early as kindergarten. Tell us what drills a five-year-old do. We're not surprised, but youth parents, I know many youth parents, they're completely out to lunch, these people, complete lunatics. But you are asked to test a five-year-old. Does the five-year-old go through all these drills?
Oh, yeah, the five-year-old goes through all the drills as well. And we always tell the parents and the athlete, you know, don't think your child's going to be losing draft spots based on these numbers right here. But it's kind of fun for the athletes and the young, you know, the young kids, because, you know, they can really see a path where they're at now and, you know, where they need to be. We've done so many athletes now that our database goes all the way to kindergartners. And so we can really show a kindergartner where he is right now, where they need to be next year, and where they need to be by college. And because the NFL has done such a great job promoting the scouting combine and so many people watch it, it's kind of fun for the youth to actually see the athletes at the start line of the NFL scouting combine, kind of the end game for a lot of these people. And there's so many factors that go into it, but these numbers are something that's really concise, that can show an athlete where they are and kind of paint a path to where they want to be.
Where
and
would the
it's something quick for that.
If you can remember, what's the fastest five-year-old you've ever seen in the 40?
Oh, it varies so much, but it'll probably be around 8 seconds.
Well, he's running. Yeah. Well, he's at lunch. He's lunch running on the playground.
And made the 40. Yeah. I mean, most five-year-olds won't even make the distance.
Faster than me?
Yeah, my goodness.
Right. I know, probably faster than me as well, but it's just fun for the kids because they get instant feedback. And, you know, a lot of the new Twitter world we live in, that we need to have instant gratification, instant feedback. And that's what we're really doing for these athletes, because you get a result fast. Yeah, but, you know, obviously we know that this isn't everything, and it takes, you know, a decade to really develop athletes. Yeah, but this is something that can, you know, really give them some immediate feedback along the way.
Finally, Mike, so no combine for a kid like Okeke and many others you've tested, no combine, no pro days. You're going to send the numbers. Well, you send the numbers of the kid and the agent. They decide who to send it on to. When you're watching the draft this year, do you think they'll be helped or hurt by this? Or do you think the NFL will take these numbers and just assume, you know, just treat it like it was a pro day?
It really depends. And again, a lot of the agents and the scouts will put different values in the athleticism numbers. And it's a tool. It isn't everything, but it's a tool to really help the athletes get to where they want to be. I think the important thing is the agents I've been talking to, you know, really need something to help promote their athletes. And, you know, if they don't have their pro day, what do they have?
Right.
You know, they got, all right, played at Hawaii, did draw tackles, and, you know, there's all these variables that go into it. Now the agents can get on the phone and say, look, you know, my athlete is running, you know, X in the 40 and doing a Y in the vertical jump, and is really able to compare himself to the athletes who were able to participate either in the scouting combine or some of the initial pro days. So it's something for them. And the athletes are really innovative. Like Ikem and the other athletes we did in Vegas, you know, really found a way to still make this happen. And I think that's kind of the cool thing, whereas a lot of people were, you know, crying in their beer, trying to figure out what they want to do next. They took the initiative and said, if we're not going to have a pro day at the college, we're going to make our own pro day. And so that, I think, is you know, really great to see that they took that initiative. It really shows that drive to not let something as major as this virus get in the way of them achieving their dreams.
Fascinating stuff. Mike Weinstein, CEO of Zybeck Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Zybeck, Zybeck Sports. Fascinating stuff, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, Mike Weinstein. Yeah.
That's great.
It's a boy, man. He was setting up those drills.
Yeah.
Talk about down to the split second, down to the inch. I mean, but again, these guys are trying to, you know, sign contracts and make money. And if I'm a scout, I need to know everything about them before I use a draft pick on them.
Right, because it's goes back to confirmation or discovery. Like, if you're not invited to the combine, I mean, how are these people really going to even know who you are? They might know your name. They might have come
watch
across
the film.
You a little bit on tape, but they're not diving in because you're diving in on all the players that went to the combine.
Right.
And unfortunately, when you're left out like that, you get to do everything you can to get their attention.
Right.
And Zybeck Sports, I mean, that's outstanding, the fact that they have this data. They have this available for players and people that want to get their results to an agent or to a scout so that scout or that agent can help them get discovered. You know, I go back to Philip Lindsay because Philip Lindsay, CU guy, and did not get invited to the combine, even though he was one of the better players in the Pac-12 coming out his senior year. Did not get invited to the combine and was mad at that, and rightly so. You had people turning down combine invites.
Right, right.
Because they didn't want to. They want to go use
their pro day at their own school and their own comfort.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, we'll give the spot to Philip Lindsay then, right?
Right.
But your combine doesn't do that. So at the combine, at his pro day at CU, Philip runs a 4.35 in front of John Elway and in front of some other scouts. He still didn't get drafted, which was crazy to think about. But he was a free agent, but then signed with Denver and became, I believe, the first undrafted player to make the Pro Bowl his rookie year. So it can be done.
It can be done. It's hard.
Absolutely. You don't have to. It's hard. You don't have to go to the combine, but if you're overlooked, and Philip Lindsay was clearly overlooked, and yet you have a pro day, or if you have Zybeck Sports, something like that available to get you discovered, and all of a sudden, hey, you're on the radar, and then once you get into camp, it's on you to perform.
Right.
And clearly Philip Lindsay did that. Eckler did the same kind of stuff.
Right.
But I think he was invited to the combine. I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken on that. But there's several players that not going to the combine, not getting drafted, and then turns into a Pro Bowl type player. I mean, it's still up to you.
He's Mike Pritchard. I'm at Granny. Jared Justice here as well. Clay back on Wednesday. When we come back, free agency. Petering out here. We'll ask Pritch who he thinks won and lost. Back after this.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
Thanks to Mike Weinstein. Fascinating stuff from Zybeck Sports.